This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump is vowing to act with urgent resolve in response to two shootings over a 13-hour period this weekend, one in El Paso, Texas, and a second one in Dayton, Ohio. And all 31 people have died as a result of the violence. In comments from the White House Monday, Trump said Americans cannot allow themselves to feel powerless in the face of repeated mass shootings.
Our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama spoke out Monday about the mass shootings. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The 44th president said Americans must soundly reject language from any leader who feeds a climate of fear and hatred or normalizes racist sentiments. President Trump's name was not mentioned in the statement. Barack Obama has been cautious, like many other former presidents, to avoid criticizing his successor. In his statement, he said, people need to denounce the language of leaders who demonize those who don't look like us or suggest that other people, including immigrants, threaten our way of life or refer to others as subhuman. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A general strike in Hong Kong descended into citywide mayhem on Monday as defiant protesters started fires outside police stations and hurled bricks and eggs at officers. The protesters are calling for pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam insists she has no plans to resign. Egyptian authorities say an explosion set off by a car crash in central Cairo was terrorism. A bomb in one of the four cars involved killed at least 20 people and left 47 injured. This is VOA News.